The Economics of Immigration Reform.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning, I'm Jeremy Hobson. President Obama is praising a plan that has emerged in the Senate for comprehensive immigration reform. The plan would offer the nation's 11 million illegal immigrants an avenue to citizenship and tighten border security. One of the senators behind the plan is Democrat Michael Bennett, Senator of Colorado, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be with you.
Great to have you here. Well, let me ask you this about one of the issues that it sounds like still needs to be worked out, which is how much border enforcement is going to have to be part of this package in order to provide a pathway to citizenship for people who are already here.
Well, you said it well, which is that is still to be worked out. I think it's, you know, something we're going to debate and we should. The expression in the document is one that reflects a reasonable concern by the American people that we need to secure our border. We need to make sure that it's secure. And the good news here is that once that's done, finally we're going to be able to give some resolution to people that have been living the shadows in this country.
Do you see like a wall going up as part of this?
I don't think so.
What about just an electronic wall?
Yeah, I think that there's all kinds of technology, and there's a lot of technology we can use. There are people that we can deploy, and the important point is to assure people that the border is secure. You know, it's an interesting moment that we're having this conversation because this is the first time in a long time where there really is a net reduction in people coming over the border rather than an increase. And I think that's one of the things that's given us the opportunity to put some politics aside and actually start addressing the problem.
Now, I'm sure there's lobbying going on in this process, people trying to get you to do one thing or another with this. Where does the business community stand? Do they want these workers to be made legal?
You know, in Colorado, it all depends on what you do. If you're the peach growers in Palisade, Colorado, on the West Slope, you've got one point of view about what needs to happen because your issue is that you've got to have seasonal workers for 3 weeks out of the year. If you're cattle ranchers on the Eastern Plains, you've got another set of issues. The ski resort has another set of issues. The high-tech community, another. Their case is a business case. The lack of certainty that the broken immigration system is causing for our businesses is hurting them. But the thing that we have learned in our state is that they had huge commonality on this issue, including figuring out a path forward for the 11 million people that are here that are undocumented.
How much of an economic impact do you think this is going to have? If this whole big immigration reform package goes through as you envision it, how much of an economic impact will it have in the U.S.?
I think it's going to be huge, both in terms of the revenue that is generated from the fines and taxes that are paid by people that are now going to be paying those taxes, and also because these are huge industries that we're talking about. Agriculture alone, just for the state of Colorado, is a $40 billion a year industry. And if we don't figure out how to deal with these workforce issues that we have, this industry is going to migrate south of our border. We don't want that in our state.
Do you have a sense of what this is all going to cost the taxpayers?
I don't think we know yet, and we're going to have to obviously figure that out, and that's going to be part of the discussion.
Senator Michael Bennett, Democrat of Colorado, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.